Tonight, the Trump Organization has been sentenced to the highest fine possible, $1.6 million, for what prosecutors called a multidimensional scheme to evade taxes.
The victims are the public. The victims are the people of the state of New York. And this kind of pervasive fraud, the judge said it, we said it, and the jury found it. It's greed, pure and simple.
The conviction stained former President Trump's namesake company as he runs again for the White House. For well over a decade, the jury found it paid executives off the books through luxuries like rent, car leases, and private school tuition. Former President Trump was never charged, but at sentencing, prosecutors said elements of the scheme were explicitly sanctioned from the top down. And at trial, jurors saw Trump's signature on checks and his initials on memos. The defense insisted Trump did not know about the scheme and, in a statement, called the former president a victim of politically motivated prosecutors.